Operator, yes. You can hold a call to Colson and I'll call
Mr.
back.
Mr. President, he has to be calling in right now. Would you like to take it? He's calling in now and saying he's at a phone where he can talk.
Oh, okay, fine.
All right, fine.
Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Are you still on the Hill?
Yes, I'm in, but I'm in...
Oh, I didn't need to get anything from you. When will you be back?
Well, we're waiting now for Hugh Scott, and I would think within the hour I'll be able to leave here. What we're trying to do is to program Scott and Ruska to hold a press conference this afternoon and just blast hell out of the Democrats and try to call off these hearings. They're trying to reschedule them for Wednesday, and we're Clark McGregor and I and Wally Johnson are trying to talk our boys into getting a stiff spine. We've got Ruska turned around and we're just waiting for you, Scott.
Yeah.
But I'll be back in about an hour if you.
Yeah. Well, look, I have to do some diplomatic credentials. I may see you around. I'll give you a call around 4:00.
All right, sir.
And in the meantime, did they get Merriam or somebody to knock down that White House call? Or?
Yes, sir. They're preparing an affidavit to knock that down. That can be very quickly knocked down. There was no call.
What the hell was she talking about?
Well, Merriam is prepared to say in an affidavit that he told her that he had had a call from the White House merely as a way of flushing the truth out of her because he didn't know whether she would honestly say what she knew unless he used that as an excuse. There was no phone call. And
in other words, he lied to her.
He lied to her. Well, he...
My gosh.
He used that as a ruse, in effect, to get her to tell what she knew because she was being very cozy about what she knew of the convention arrangements. So he used that just as a technique, really, to...
Boy. Of course, this is a tough one because of the fact that, as you know it, they want to tie the damn White House right into the thing.
Oh, sure. Well, this is...
That was the bad break in the hearing. Well, what the hell?
Well, it is, except it was in her memo. You know, it isn't... she referred to the call from the White House in the memo. It's new news. It's just that the goddamn media takes something like that and play the hell out of it. But that isn't... That's. I don't think that's playing as the major part of the story.
You think the media are still playing the... They're going to play some of the rest of it.
Oh, sure. The television last night, 11 o'clock, the national television was on CBS was pretty balanced. We didn't get a bad break out of it. The only thing they're doing is they're doing a very nice cover-up on Kennedy. But we're going to be able to get that out. Ruska is going to use that at his press conference.
But Kennedy is ruthless questioning?
Yes, he's going to say that he cautioned the members of the Senate to be gentlemanly, and it's unfortunate that one wasn't.
Engaged in a ruthless inquisition.
Inquisition is just the phrase. That's what we're calling hospital inquisition.
That's right. Well,
sick bed inquisition.
I think they ought to hit him, the damn media. You know, they didn't get that out at all, that he was...
Oh, the wires carried it prominently, but you notice the New York Times Graham story, he's been working against us. The Sanford Unger piece in the Post was damn good, except that for the first time we got a break in the Post, except he didn't mention the Kennedy thing, although the wires played it very heavily last night.
Well, and but the Carlton White House, they'll try to knock that down today, will they?
Yes, sir. That's being pursued right now, and I would hope they'd have that out early afternoon, that there was no such phone call.
Yes.
And
that's right.
It's our point today, Mr. President, and I just really feel we're at a crossroads, and I spent an hour with Ruska pumping him up. Our point today is to get our guys on the offensive. God damn it. Why are we defending our innocence? Nobody's been able to support the accusations.
That's right.
And Ruska's good and mad. If we just
if they could just... And they should go on the offensive and say, we are not going to continue this charade.
That's right.
And unless they have something to do. And
well, that's unless they can... It's their turn to show us where there's any proof here. Otherwise...
That's right.
See, the difficult position we're in is Eastland's playing some games with us. He's told Mardian at Justice, he said, don't you try to push us and force us, because if so, that will turn a lot of Democrats against Kleindienst.
Yeah.
The same token, if we delay the goddamn thing into May or June, Kleindienst isn't going to be confirmed.
Ever.
Ever. So our best hope is to force their hand, and if they want to vote Kleindienst down, let them vote him down.
That's right. That's right.
But let's force their
hand. That's right. I much prefer to have him voted down than to have it hanging over Slack Fortas.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, push that hard, okay?
Yes, sir, and I'll have a report for you later. Thank you.